Hi, this is Julie Fudge, daughter of Patsy Cline, and you're listening to Way Back with my good friend Johnny Woodlock.
Just hoping you may be somewhere a-walking after midnight searching for me.
Well, yes, friends, following those classic gospel favorites, we're once again back here on the Way Back with Johnny show here on CFRC 119 FM and also coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios in Cornwall, Ontario. We can also be heard, as mentioned, over historic CFRC 119 FM from the Limestone City of Ontario, Canada, and also being heard throughout the Greater Toronto Area at www.oshawarocks.com. I would like to welcome you all into the second hour here this morning of this weekend's program with our first double feature of today. With that mentioned, it was 10 years ago, this past Monday, April 6, 2016, that we lost the mighty Merle Haggard, also beloved as the Hag of Country Music. With that, I would like to salute a double feature of his today. First, we'll hear the all-time classic called Running Kind, and then we'll wrap up this set with none other than a very patriotic song, which could speak to any place in the world, and that is called The Fighting Side of Me. With that, welcome to the second hour of our morning show. Welcome in, friends.
I was born the running kind, with leaving always on my mind. Home was never home to me at any time. Within me there's a prison, surrounding me alone, as real as any dungeon with its walls of stone. I know running's not the answer, yeah, but running's been my nature, and a part of me that keeps me moving on. I was born running kind, but leaving always on my mind. Home was never home to me at any time. Every front door found me hoping I would find the back door open. There just had to be an exit for the running.
They're walking
If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song that I'm singing be a warning. When you're running down a country horse, you're walking on the fighting side of me. I read about some squirrely guy who claims that he just don't believe in fighting. And I wonder just how long the rest of us can count on being free. They love our milk and honey, but they preach about some other way of living. And when they're running down our country, man, they're walking on the fighting side of me. They're walking on the fighting side of me. Running down a way of life our fighting men have fought and died to keep. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song that I'm singing be a warning. When you're running down our country, man, you're walking on the fighting side of me. You're walking on the fighting side of me. Running down a way of life our fighting men have fought and died to keep. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song that I'm singing be a warning. When you're running down our country horse, you're walking on the fighting side of me.
Well, yes, friends, once again, following those classics by Merle Haggard, we are once again back here on the Way Back with Johnny Show, and it's that time in the program to welcome a very beloved mascot and co-host, Simbush the Wonder Husky, to our program this morning. With that mentioned, Simbush has a collection of favorites by legendary coal miner's daughter, who we are celebrating the life and the career of today, Miss Loretta Lynn. And her music has always touched many over the years, so let's begin with a classic called The House You're Tearing Down. Then we'll follow with The Shoe Goes on the Other Foot Tonight. And we'll wrap up Simbush's weekly favorites here this morning with another all-time classic called A Man I Hardly Know. With that, I would like to say good morning to Simbush. And also wish you all a happy Sunday morning.
But since their daddy's gone so much, they don't smile anymore. Their shattered parts of broken hearts just scattered all around. Come over anytime and see the home you're tearing down. Make him turn to you. I swallow pride and hear your sigh if you'll just come around. Come over anytime and see the home you're tearing down.
Hi, this is Jan Howard of the Grand Ole Opry, reminding you that you're listening to Johnny Woodlove right here on Wayback.
Don't think that you're the only one that must contend with evil on your mind.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time of the program to pay tribute to the great Canadian Northern gems by even greater Canadian Northern legends. With that mentioned, let's begin with the legendary queen of Canadian country music, in my honest opinion, Miss Carol Baker, and a song called Picture in My Mind. We'll then follow with an all-time favorite, personal favorite of mine by Miss Lucille Starr called When the Sun Shines Again. We'll wrap up with a song, this time by none other than Terry Sumption, and he was a good friend of my dad's, late Papa Willie B. And from Terry, it's going to be a song called Our Loving Place. With that, good morning, friends, and happy listening to this, the Canadian section of our show. Welcome in, friends.
A chapter in a book that didn't belong. Emptying my I'm Carol Baker. You're listening to The Way Back with my good friend, Johnny Woodlock. I know you're going to love the show.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to welcome a very special, smallest member of our morning team to our program this morning, and that, of course, is none other than our beloved Dachshund, Gunny the Dachshund, to our program. She has a collection of career recordings by Miss Loretta Lynn here this morning for y'all, including, first of all, we'll hear an all-time classic called Fist City. We'll then follow with Don't Come Home A-Drinkin' with Loving On Your Mind, and we'll follow that with You Ain't Woman Enough, and then we'll send out a song in loving memory of my late father, Papa Willoughby, and it's going to be a song that Loretta did as a tribute to her own dad called They Don't Make Him Like My Daddy Anymore. With that, I'll send these out to everybody who likes the career recordings of Loretta Lynn. Yes, the one and only Coal Miner's Daughter. Thank you, Gunny, for your collection of songs this morning. Welcome in, friends.
You've been making your brags around town that you've been loving my man. But the man I love, when he picks up trash, he puts it in a garbage can. And that's what you look like to me. And what I you better close your face and stay out of my way if you don't want to go to Fist City. If you don't want to go to Fist City, you better detour around my town. Cause I'll grab you by the hair of the head and I'll lift you off of the ground. I'm not a saying my baby's a saint, cause he ain't, and that he won't pat around with a kitty. I'm here to come on and tell me what you told my friends if you think you're brave enough. And I'll show you what a real woman is since you think you're a hot stuff. You'll bite off more than you can chew if you get too cute or witty. You better move your feet if you don't want to eat a meal that's called Fist City. If you don't want to go to Fist City, you better you my man.
And you're listening to The Way Back with my good friend, Johnny Woodlock.
Just walk out backwards, and I'll thank you're walking in.
Well, yes, friends, following those classic career recordings by none other than the coal miner's daughter, Miss Loretta Lynn, we're once again back here, and it's that time in the program to welcome y'all and invite y'all to turn back the years to the golden era of country music as I pay tribute to the second half of this great interview with none other than Ralph Emery of WSM and Nashville Now, and also the coal miner's daughter, Miss Loretta Lynn. Now, as mentioned during the first hour, I always had a dream of interviewing Miss Loretta, however, that was never to be. So in honor of her birthday, her 94th birthday, that would have been this coming week, we are going to celebrate this interview with Ralph and Loretta. Then following this, we will hear an all-time classic that she recorded in loving memory of her dear friend, Miss Patsy Cline, called I Fall to Pieces. So let's go now back to the golden era of country music. Remember Ralph Emery and Loretta Lynn once again.
Now, I know the story is very famous that you and Dude took that little old Zero record that you made down in Los Angeles with Speedy West, and the title of the
honky
record...
Honky Tonk Girl.
I'm a Honky Tonk Girl. And you wrote that song.
Yeah.
And you went to the disc jockeys and you got them to play it and got to be number 14 in the nation. Mm-hmm. And you came on down to Nashville and how'd you get on the Grand Ole Opry? I understand you were on the Grand Ole Opry as a guest maybe 12, 14 times before you were ever made a member.
I think Ernest Tubb put me on the Ernest Tubb record shop first when I started singing. Mm-hmm. And then Doyle and Teddy and
the Wilburn Brothers?
Uh-huh, the Wilburn Brothers. And Ernest Tubb talked to Art Devine.
And he was the head of the Opry.
He was the head of the Opry at that time to let me sing. So he let me sing. And before I left, he said, would you come back next Saturday night? And I said, well, it tickled me to death, you know. And I said, sure, I'll be back. So I was back on Friday night, Saturday night, and I did that 17 weekends straight.
Wow.
I didn't have no work. Not did buy groceries, you know.
Okay, now
a little, not much back in them days, but a little.
How did you finally get to Owen Bradley and Decca Records?
I went in and cut 9 songs in 3 hours. In these 9 songs, every one of them was cut but one. Kitty Wells cut This White Circle, but Doyle was trying to get me a contract.
So he takes the demo over to Owen Bradley.
Yeah, and Mr. Burley told me when I left, he said, honey, if you get a better deal in Nashville, I'll turn you loose of my contract.
Mm-hmm.
And bless his heart, he did. He was a great guy. And Doyle takes the demo over to Owen. Owen listens to the demo, and he's listening for songs, right, for his artist. He says, well, now, Doyle, I like that one song on there for Brenda Lee. I'll take that. Fool number one.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'm not over here to push a song. I'm over here to push an artist. And he said, I got all kinds of artists. Doyle, I don't need a girl artist. I have Brenda. I have Kitty. And he kept going on. And he said, well, I can't help it. I've got to keep the song for her till I get the contract, you know. So one made a deal. Okay, give me the song and I'll take the artist.
It became a big record for Brenda.
Am I fool number one? Or am I fool number two? But think about getting 9 songs, and they sound pretty doggone good as I listen to them today on 3 R's.
What'd you record?
I recorded one that Cindy Walker wrote called I Walked Away From the Wreck.
Mm-hmm.
And then I recorded Success. Success was my first number one. That was the second.
That was second release, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And Owen Bradley suddenly had a star and, as he says, a friend.
Best deal he ever made. He said. Well, I love Owen Bradley. If I do anything drastic, Owen knows he's going to get a call from me and he has to solve it.
During the time that you and Du and the kids were struggling, didn't you have a little house out here in Goodlettsville or Madison?
We still got the place.
But you had a hard time.
Yes, we did.
And a nice, very nice lady came into your life and helped you and became one of your best friends.
Yeah.
Well, I'm talking about Patsy Cline.
I went to the hospital when she had the wreck, you know. She was in the hospital when I come back to Tennessee. And I sung on the Ernest Tubb Record Shop. Du helped the songbook up for me to read the words because I didn't know the song. And I read the song.
What'd you sing?
I dedicated it to Patsy. Now, isn't this stupid? I Fall to Pieces.
Okay.
Isn't that awful? Patsy, honey, I know you're out there in the Madison in the hospital, and I know this is your number one song, honey, and I'm going to sing it for you. I Fall to Pieces. And here she was. I walk in, her leg
now, didn't she hear that and send for you?
She sent Charlie after me. But she had her legs was all broke. They had it wired to the ceiling and her arm and I could see one eye. And then when I walked in, a big tear rolled down her cheek, you know. And that broke my heart.
She liked you immediately.
Oh, I just loved her.
But didn't she help pay some of your bills?
She did everything. She, the night that she died, the next morning we were going to leave early and go buy something for my front room because I didn't have no furniture. And she had curtains made for me and had them hung on Thursday before she died.
She give you clothes?
She give me clothes from the time I got there.
Pay your rent?
Yeah.
Buy your drapes?
Yeah.
Buy your drapes?
She bought my drapes. Everything was that was all a big secret to me, you know.
She came along at a very good time in your life.
She was like an old soul, you know. She was like an older person,
mm-hmm.
but she was still not old. She was just a kid, really. As you look back on them today, they're most of them in business today are older than she was when they started. But she was 2 years, I think, older than I was. And she was like a sister, my best friend, and like a mother.
That had to be a terrible blow when she got killed in the
plane crash. She took on everything, you know, and I thought, oh, my God, what am I going to do? The only, you know. So, and men do like to got killed at the railroad track when we heard about it, because dude didn't know. He went to work, and he run right back when he heard it on the railroad radio. He run right back. And I listen to you every night, Raph, but I call in every night from about five states and ask you to play my record. I'd be somebody different every time. But that night I went to sleep because Patsy says she's coming over early and we'd go out shopping.
Did you do that to me?
Yes, I did.
You know who else did that to me?
Who?
Marty Robbins.
Well, I'm glad I ain't the only one.
He changed his voice.
Well, that's the only way we could get our records played. That's the truth.
Oh.
I ain't trained. Have to do a lot of things that we don't like, but we have to do them.
I didn't, but this is the first time I knew he did it, but I didn't know you did it.
Oh, I did it every night. Of course, I'd call five or six times. You know, like every hour, I'd be up all night. But that night, I didn't listen to the radio. I turned it off. And, you know, I liked when everyone went to sleep because I'd always been sitting up listening and doing this. And I liked when everyone went to sleep because in the wind, it sounded like it was playing music the night that plane went down.
Well, yes, friends, following the interview with our legendary friends, Miss Loretta Lynn and Ralph Emery, we're once again back here on the Way Back with Johnny Show. It is that time in the program once again to pay tribute, before we send us into the third and final hour, to a classic that Miss Loretta recorded in the style of Christmas music. Now, this is a rare song that I came across many years ago, and it's called Shadrach. I will dedicate this to our dear friend up there in Guelph, Ontario, and that, of course, is John, our Arsenault, who collects Christmas music. And I wonder, John, if you ever heard this one. With that, we'll dedicate this to him. Welcome in, friends. We'll be back following this on the other side to send us into the third and final hour. Good morning, friends.
The night before Christmas, and the son of dismay, he couldn't find the key to his big red sleigh. The sled was loaded down and ready to go, but they couldn't find the key, though they searched high and low. Then high on the hill behind the workshop, they heard someone calling and everyone stopped. With the sky and the snow and the moon at his back, that a beautiful black reindeer, Shadrach. He said, I've got the key hanging around my neck, but you're gonna have to catch me if you want to get it back. Now if you'll give me a job to help pull that sleigh, I'll come down right now and we'll get underway. Santa said, Rudolph, catch Shadrach and put him in his place. But Shadrach, he just kind of laughed and kicked snow in Rudolph's face. Santa told the elves, cut the chain and we'll go, but leave Rudolph behind. He's getting old and slow. Then Shadrach came down and said, Santa, please, don't cut the chain. I'll give you the key. I just thought if I could show you how fast I could run, you'd give me a chance to join in the fun. Then he turned around and said, I'm really sorry, Rudolph. I really didn't mean to make you lose your job. You've been true and faithful all through the years, and you're still the world's greatest reindeer. Then sad and brokenhearted, he told them all goodbye and turned around and walked away with a great big tear in his eye. But he hadn't gone far until what did he hear? Shadrach, come back, cried out the reindeer. We've got a place for you. Why, as fast as you are, Rudolph's our leader. But Shadrach, tonight, you're the star. Shadrach, the black reindeer, he's the fastest thing on feet. Rudolph's old, his nose still glows, but he's lost a lot of his speed. Santa's running late for Christmas Day, said leave Rudolph behind. But the reindeer yelled, if we all pull together, we can still get there on time. Hook Shadrach up with Rudolph, run him side by side. Shadrach, he's the fastest yet, but we need Rudolph's light. Hook Shadrach up with Rudolph, watch old red nose shine. Hook Shadrach up with old Rudolph, and we'll get there on time. Well, Shadrach led that sled so fast, old Santa lost his whip. Delivered all the toys to the girls and boys and still had time for a second trip. Sped out of sight about midnight, every stocking had been filled. As they got halfway across the Milky Way, you could hear them reindeer yell. Hook Shadrach up with Rudolph, run them side by side. Shadrach, he's the fastest yet, but we need Rudolph's light. Hook Shadrach up with Rudolph, and watch old red nose shine. Hook Shadrach up with old Rudolph, and we'll get there on time. Hook Shadrach up with Rudolph, run 'em side by side. Shadrach, he's the fastest yet, but we need Rudolph's light. Hook Shadrach up with Rudolph. Watch your red nose.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program. Send us into the third and final hour of our morning show. With that mentioned, we are going to pay tribute to a collection of great gospel favorites here this morning. First of all, we will hear an all-time classic by none other than the king of country music. Of course, that has always been Roy Acuff and always will be, in my opinion. And an all-time classic called Dust on the Bible. We'll then follow with Carol and Pearl Butler and their all-time classic, Ashamed to Own the Blessed Savior. And we'll send us into the third and final hour, the top of the hour, with none other than Miss Loretta Lynn once again, and one of her most significant and most deeply moving songs called Standing Room Only. With that, I hope y'all enjoy these classic gospel favorites, and we'll dedicate these to all our friends listening in.
day to see some friends of mine. Of all the books and magazines, not a Bible could I find. I asked them for the Bible when they brought it, what a shame. For the dust was covered over it, not a fingerprint was plain. Dust on the Bible, dust on the Holy Word, the words of all the prophets and the sayings of our Lord. Of all the other books you'll find, there's none salvation holds. Get the dust off the Bible and redeem your poor soul. Oh, you can read your magazine of love and tragic things, but not one word of Bible verse will mention his dear name. But if you read the scripture in the Bible, you can see, believing in the Savior, your soul will be set free. Like to help along life's way, just tell him that the good book shows a mortal how to pray. The best advice to give him that will make his burdens light is to dust the family Bible, pray the wrong way for the right. Dust on the Bible, dust on the Holy Word, the words of all the prophets and the sayings of our Lord. Of all the other books you'll find, there's none salvation holds. Get the dust off the Bible and redeem your poor soul. Get the dust off the Bible and redeem your poor soul.
The blame for me. Now do you think that I disown him when his own blood he shed for me? Ashamed to own the blessed Savior. Ashamed of him who died for you. Day. Ashamed you on the blessing.
not even room to kneel and pray.
Standing room only
on the judgment day. Last night I had an awful dream that the end of time had come. The trumpet had been sounded, and life on earth was done. An angel stood one foot on land, the other foot on sea. And as I tried to kneel and pray, a voice said unto me, "There's standing room only. It's too late now to pray. There's standing room only. This is the judgment day." People filled each church and churchyard, just as far as I could see. I heard a pitiful cry for mercy, and then I realized it was me. I saw the Savior then appear as he split the eastern sky. I saw tears of joy on a Christian's face, and I heard the sinner's cry. And as I tried to touch his hand with one last feeble plea, I cried again, have mercy, Lord, on me. I saw a tear come to his eye as he turned my soul away. I didn't know him yesterday, and he knew me not today. The earth was burning all around. The world went up in smoke. And as the flames engulfed me, thank God, I awoke. Then I got out of bed and got down on my knees, and you should have heard me pray. For in my dream I witnessed God's great judgment day.
Standing room only on God.